This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
All right, we're cutting straight to a live feed
on the GCN radio.
Alex Jones here, back live video feed, audio feed from the state police headquarters in the area. Rob Dew's just been thrown out. Tell us what happened during the break, Rob. I couldn't skip that break. It was in the hour.
Sure. Well, you probably saw what the large guy came out. They seem to have a size differential. Whenever the large guys come out, there's always a bit of air and angst about them. But he came out and said, "You're Rob Dew? Yes, we told you not to film the police." And then he said something else and then left. So I guess maybe that's what they're going to tell me, not to film the checkpoints anymore, which that seemed to be the message that they wanted to give me. They never said don't film the checkpoints. All the guy said was, "That's rude to do, to film checkpoints or to film the police," now, when they had cameras.
Yeah, you tried to ask him what the law is. What did he say to that?
He didn't answer me. He walked off, and then the other guy got all snippy. He goes, "There's no discussion," during the break. He said, "There's no discussion." We have the whole thing on video. Josh shot it as well. I was also recording audio, and we had a hidden pinned camera. So I guess we've given them all our intelligence at this point.
Well, we're not hiding anything. You told them you were filming.
Yeah, I told him we were filming. I told him we were broadcasting live. And, you know, all I can say is they have a very pretty receptionist.
Well, you're married and Josh has got a girlfriend.
That's right.
But what
That's
happens right. in Austria stays in Austria.
No.
She did look receptive, like she wanted you to pick her up, so.
Nah, no. It was, it's just very, this is just a very weird police state. There's not a lot of, you know, communication from them. I have no problem with not filming their checkpoints. They never said that.
Oh, but, give me a break. They're checkpoints on a highway. They got the cameras all aimed at us. And, I mean, look, they're just acting like you've done something wrong.
Well, no, here's the thing, Alex. When we went there through the first checkpoint, the first time, we didn't even have our cameras going, and they flipped out. They were flipping out on us. They had their hands on their guns like we were doing something bad because we showed them U.S. passports. We showed them U.S. passports.
The Yankees are attacking. That's got a Russian accent. Yankees are here. Oh, no. Hans,
what's
run.
What's the big deal? So, you know, of course, the next time we're going through the checkpoint, we're going to film it. And they got all mad that the second time we went through the checkpoint, we filmed it. And then they tried to tell me I was rude for filming them. You know, and I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be rude.
The point is, they keep turning it around.
They're a criminal.
Dude, this is what they do. Yeah. They make it like you're a criminal, so you didn't defend yourself, changing the subject to them having checkpoints, trying to act like the press is illegal, covering a very important event. I would say to them next, is filming illegal in Austria? Tell me the law. We are press. Why are you covering up the criminal meeting? Because as soon as we did that in Switzerland, they stopped acting aggressive. We said, go back and check with your canton leaders, state leaders. You're going to get in a lot of trouble. And then next, they were very polite and helpful after those exchanges. So I would just say, hey, we're not criminals. We're here to cover this. You let us in the country. You ought to be glad we're covering it. Don't you want to know what's going on? Because I guarantee you, those people don't know anything. They're in there talking about sports scores all day.
Right. And taking selfies. We're actually going back up to the other checkpoint, so I don't know. How much longer is the show going?
We've got an hour left. So how far away from that checkpoint are you?
I would say about 6 minutes.
Okay, well,
we had a little bit of traffic getting down here, but after that, it's smooth sailing.
We'll do this. Pull
the town
over.
Seems to shut down at 7. Yeah.
Pull over, take a break. I'm going to come in, talk for about 5 minutes about Bilderberg and some interesting developments with Joe Biggs, but be on Skype with us.
Okay.
And then with Joe Biggs in here with us, you can then go live up to the checkpoint. And when they come and say, "I already told you no filming," you say, "Tell me the law. I want to know the law. Tell me why. Do you have cameras?" I guarantee you they've got cameras at the checkpoint. And so just talk to them. Because believe me, they don't want to escalate this. They love to arrest you. and get brownie points with their masters. But they've been told don't do that because it'll draw more attention. And then the press will be forced to report on the criminal mafia meeting, Mafia 2.0, taking place. Rob, dude, just stay on the line with us. We're going to come right back to you.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Let me see you forever.
The Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war. You are mine.
This is a song you play on a PlayStation.
Metropolis has nothing on this.
We're in Austria, our reporters are.
I take what we can.
Joe Biggs is here. Let's keep rolling this song for a minute. A little bit of Rammstein.
Where everything's ours.
For just a few hours. Let me
feel stress.
Without your
television, let me hear you speaking just for me.
Joe Biggs is here with us. He's got news on Bilderberg. Big news from their own press. Very interesting. But before that, we've got Rob Dew and Josh Owens about to pull up at the checkpoint. They've been looking for him. They came to their hotel that they dare videotape him. Let's take you now live to Austria, the site of Bilderberg, the criminal group meeting being protected by state and federal police. Josh Owens and Rob Dew, you are now in charge. Go ahead.
Josh, or Jones, I just want to show you something here. If you look on that Inner Halpin sign, we just went by. It had a InfoWars bumper sticker on it.
I want to be clear. That's not you guys doing that, is it?
No, not at all. I'll go by one more time. I'll go by one more time, and then we'll head out. Slow down right there. So
because people, our stickers are all over the world. I mean, our stickers are all over the world. Yeah. But I mean,
there you go.
Really, I want to know.
It's the dot in the eye on the Inner Alpen. So I just wanted to. We just happened to be driving by that spot again. We saw that as we pulled in today or yesterday. I took a picture. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, I guess. I took a photo of it and tweeted that out.
Okay, you tweeted. And, all right, tell folks where you are, what's about to happen. Some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. You were thrown out of the police station. They said, you Rob Dew, you not film police.
Yeah, we already told you that. And then no one ever said you can't film the police. No one ever said that. That's the funny thing. It's like they're acting like this is old news. And they never said to me, don't film the police.
He's saying they came to your hotel to tell you that.
Yeah, they came to my hotel. And that's... You know, really? That's what you came to my hotel for? Don't put up YouTube videos of police? I mean, what do you have to hide? We obviously, that's what they're worried about us. We obviously have something to hide. You know, they freaked out when we drove. Now, we're going to drive past. This is where the checkpoint was yesterday. They've since moved it.
By the way, the TPP is in trouble. The EU's in trouble. Their whole operation, as we expose, it's in trouble. They wanted this to all be covert. Please continue.
Yeah. So here's where the checkpoint was yesterday. This is now it's all clear. Suddenly, you know, and from what we heard, this happened because people were complaining. So they've made the security area smaller because this is where they had us yesterday. This is where we pulled off. And there's a giant thing that says we're filming you. There's a giant camera sign right there that says we're filming you. And so they got mad when I was filming and called me rude.
A roving check.
Well, so tell them when they say that it's bad character to film, say, well, you're filming down the street. You're filming here.
Right. And I don't know if we're going to start losing signal. We're going out of the town area and going up the mountain. And it's a notoriously spotty service up here, as we've been finding out from our different trying to. We seem to have the best reception down inside the hotel. So I'll give you a side view. This is looking down the mountain. Right now, and
you do roving checkpoints whenever they think there's going to be a suspected attack or something like that, so they can keep people thinking. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of shady. They've got these Cobra guys in there, and they're moving their checkpoints around.
We're going to get your military perspective in a moment on that. You've dug up some interesting stuff out of the Austrian and Western press on Cobra. But before we get into Cobra, I'm going to stay with these guys until they hit the checkpoint or until their feed goes out. Amazing view if you're a radio listener. Looks like they're thousands of feet up on the mountain. It's frozen with the town down below them. I tell you, this has got to be, though, even though it's stressful, guys, a good place to be reporting from. Very, very beautiful. I expect to see Snow White any moment pop out. Any other comments, Rob Dew or Josh Owens?
It's very comfortable. If you can hear me now, it's very comfortable in terms of temperature. It's nice and cool, but it's not super humid, even though it's been raining. It rained yesterday, it rained today, but it doesn't feel really really humid like you get normally in Austin, Texas. It's a different kind of temperature up here in the mountains. It just feels like you're breathing real air.
We're losing their feed right now. You're listening to Bilderberg 2015 coverage that U.S. media will not cover. It's all over the foreign press. Here's the checkpoint. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go, coming through here. So we're going to find out what's going on here.
And let your Skype stabilize. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
Yeah.
Bring up that you're filming up front. Just tell them, you know, is this a free country or not?
We're saying
yeah. Interhoppen. Not Interhoppen.
I'm broadcasting live on Skype to U.S. United States America. Just letting you know.
We come from America.
They have a picture of Josh and my passports. They're actually looking at us right now. So.
Can you imagine? America's going to be just
and
like
so
this.
So one of the soldiers is telling them, that, or one of the officers, I'm sorry, is...
They're having him pull over for further interrogation. These are the ones that keep filming. Why aren't they scared? We're going to be breaking all this down and some developments with Cobra, the private paramilitary security force.
Well, they had a picture of your license plate, so they were obviously filming. They had your, they had my passport.
Yeah, but they said it's very impolite and bad behavior.
I'm going to put this back on me.
That you film them, Rob. Rob, you've been directed over to the side of the road, correct? I don't believe they're getting my feed. We're getting intermediate feed from them. Yep, Skype just disconnected. Let's try to reconnect with them. Joe Biggs, watching this, you've been over in Germany and Austria when you were in the military. What do you make of their behavior?
It's pretty intense. The thing that that makes me worry a bit is the fact that, like you said earlier, you're making this analogy comparing Cobra to FBI, and I found some documents that pretty much states right here that they are a mixture of much like America's FBI hostage team.
And now, are they private or are they
federal?
Because U.S. media and other media just simply said they were private security. They're federal.
Yeah, they are a federal group.
And then you were reading out of a German newspaper where they admit that they're at a castle where they used to torture people.
Yeah, it's called the Schonau Castle. And it's
document cam on that, guys.
It's around Vienna. It's 19 miles south of the ancient Austrian capital. It's a 60-room castle with a surrounded by a 70-acre wooded park and surrounded by a 15-foot-high wall. In that area, and a lot of people said it's a center for spies and brainwashing. So this is an area where they...
This is a mainstream newspaper saying torture, brainwashing, you name it.
From back in 1972, so you've got this document over
that's
here.
That's where they're based now.
Yeah, and that's the castle that they, when I was able to do some...
And so now it's a shadowy federal group that they claim is also this private security. Like, I guess that's their argument because they're for Bilderberg, but really it's the government doing it. And then it's linked back to a torture castle.
Yeah.
So I guess Cobra is probably named after these guys. They're not naming themselves after Cobra.
Yeah.
I guess we found the real Cobra.
Yeah.
Cobra. Cobra currency. We'll defeat the press. How dare you try to film our operations? I brought world leaders here to pledge allegiance to Cobra. The Americans will soon go under TPP control.
Sorry. We have Rob Du on the phone now. Rob Du, go ahead.
Yes, right now they're searching through the car. This is a full court press. We haven't been searched like this before. So this is what it's like in a free country.
Ask them, say, is Austria free or did it go back under the Soviet Union when we weren't looking?
I think they can hear you now. I have you on speakerphone.
Attention from the United States. The world is seeing you engage in police state activities and violating the right of the press. Your harassment is being duly noted. You're violating the Geneva Convention and your own federal and state laws, guarding the criminal Bilderberg Group from the light of day. We know you've been harassing our reporters and trying to violate their right to gather information. So I'm here as Alex Jones communicating with you to simply let us engage in the First Amendment. You know who we are. You know we don't have criminal records. You know we simply gather information as legitimate press. So I would ask you to simply stop harassing our reporters that are trying to do their job. Why do you do host us? We do not host you. We love you from America. Lots of love. Mwing, mwing, mwing.
Cobra.
There's a nice gentleman over here who's hearing everything you're saying, and he seems to be nodding in approval.
He probably thinks there's a crazy goblin on the other line. He wouldn't be too far off. Anyways, dude, what else is going on now?
Right now they're going through our stuff. I'm still sitting in the car. I haven't popped out yet. They haven't asked me to get out.
Oh, no, I don't. We haven't come through the stuff. We have two attorneys.
And so Josh is disclosing our location for them. We're being all up front.
I've got to skip this network break. Folks, just support us at InfoWarsStore.com, GCNLive.com, because we lose a lot of money when we skip these breaks, but got to do it with our reporters. They're live on the ground. Rob, dude, tell us what else is happening.
So Josh is explaining to him right now where we're staying. We have fully, they pulled us over. We've pulled the car up. They were looking in the trunk. I think journalism, I don't know, is journalism illegal? He's not answering me.
Tell him that we want to be his Liebling and his Liebchen.
I think I know what that means.
Yeah, I'm trying to just be nice and give these guys the benefit of the doubt. Look, we're just pressed there to cover an international conference. It's not illegal. The world is seeing this is a police state. You've already come to our hotel. We came to talk to you, but notice they don't talk to us. They just continue to act like it's dirty and it's bad to cover the press. Tell them to look up Canada and the firestorm that got started when they arrested me.
I'm going to pop out real quick. Unless they're done. Let's see if they're...
You can try to... Well, no, they're going to probably send somebody else over to talk to you now.
Y'all had, I don't know who came to our hotel today. They were looking for me. We went down to the police station. Okay. And anyway, we're on live via cell phone now. It's not video or anything. But they were, so basically we went down to the police station to talk to them. And now we're here. And I don't know. We're not trying to mess with anybody. We just don't want to be messed with doing our job. That's kind of how we feel.
Thank you. We're finished.
We're finished? Okay. All right. Y'all have a good day. Be safe. Thank you.
Good one. Tell them Hell Cobra.
I'm not going to say Hell Cobra.
Hell Cobra.
Good.
Very nice.
Did you like that one? Yeah. These guys seem to be... I don't know how the communication is. They did have photo... Did they give you our passports back? Yeah, I think we need our passport and the booking card.
No.
Oh, no, here they are. They're back here. Okay, here we're good. We're good. Okay, I just want to make sure they gave us our passports and this booking paper. This is probably the most important printout I've ever printed out of all the printouts I've done at InfoWars. This booking paper has saved our butts many a time. Just by showing that we're staying up the hill, they allow us to continue.
Well,
that is the big.
Let's just stop right there. They would love to stop you, but they know it'll make a major incident. But let's just stop right there and think about where we are in America and in the world. There's a globalist meeting of 150 people meeting. It's already in the British news that it's totalitarian, that it's illegal. It's in the German news saying it's very suspect. And they've got checkpoints miles and miles away from a private hotel checking everybody. 3 days before it officially kicks off, we're now 2.5 days, they've had these checkpoints for over a week and a half, the press reports, in Austria. This shows the totalitarianism that this group's trying to put out worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on record. They're the ones behind victim disarmament. They're the ones behind open borders. They're the ones behind carbon taxes. They're the ones behind it all. And I want you guys to now continue on to your hotel, continue driving on cell phone. I want to have you co-host with us here from Austria, Rob Du and Josh Owens. But first, you have something else to add?
Well, I just want to say where they have the new checkpoint now, this is still a through road. This is not the only road going to the hotel. They have a spot that they could block off that is another 3 miles up the road here that wouldn't bother anybody. It wouldn't get in anybody's business. They wouldn't be searching people. And they would still have plenty of room to set up a security perimeter. It's not like...
But why do they even set it up for a private group that's not important, according to our media?
There you go.
Why don't they just have security at the hotel and at its front gate? It's about harassing everyone, so we can't even aim cameras at the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't even get to the
building. So the media can say it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So they can play the public like a bunch of idiots.
We've gone to talk to two different police groups, the one downtown, who are very rude to us, and then the ones up here who, I guess, just rifled through our stuff. Josh, what did they actually look through? They opened up the trunk and everything, right?
They opened up the trunk,
they pulled up the lining of the car and looked underneath the lining of the car. So we're very dangerous at this point. This is the most full body cavity search we've ever had to undergo.
There's a place in the back for a tire, and they ripped up the lining under.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we have Paul Watson on the line with an update on what's happening and unfolding. Then we're going to give you some breaking news on Cobra and get a big article out on it. Bilderberg claimed it was private security. No, it's German secret police or Austrian secret police involved in mind control. This is mainstream news in a castle predating G.I. Joe villain Cobra. So this is probably who Cobra is named after. We thought it was a joke. They were called Cobra. Again, truth is stranger than fiction. Usually, it turns out, stuff in fiction is from reality. Let's get Paul Watson's take, who's still in the UK, in London. He'll be traveling tomorrow into Austria. Watson, what do you make of this?
Boys, I mean, the claim that it's illegal to film police in Austria, from what I've read, is complete BS. I mean, there have been some pretty high-profile cases involving asylum seekers and illegal aliens where it was legal to film police. So there's no law against it. There's something where they can claim copyright against their image later on, but it's not an actual crime to film the police in Austria. So.
They can only claim the copyright if you're selling something off their image, like branding it with them. Under news gathering, I looked it up too before you guys went. They can say nothing.
No, so, you know, there's going to be dozens more people filming them there in a couple of days anyway. And that's, you know, last year in Denmark, it was completely different, of course. And that hotel was almost in the city center. It was literally, you know, like a mile away from the city center. The police met with us before. We could set up right outside the hotel, literally yards from the hotel as all the cars were driving in. Completely different.
The police arrested provocateurs that were harassing us. They were pretty nice.
Yeah, the provocateurs were worse than the police. But in Switzerland, it was a similar geography. You know, the hotel was halfway up a mountain. But still, we could literally stand 100 yards away from the hotel and look directly at it. There was a huge staging area there. So the fact that
we could show the black helicopters landing and taking off, everything.
Yeah.
In fact, roll some of the black helicopters, guys. Go ahead.
So the fact that they've set up these checkpoints 6 miles away is bizarre because, you know, maybe it's due to the fact that they weren't happy with us last year because literally they were sat out on the patio having lunch in Copenhagen and there was just a chain link fence separating.
What about when they opened the windows up and like 8 guys are basically fondling each other in bathrobes?
Yeah, they were doing that in the hotel window. It was all very public. And even though we were literally, you know, less than a stone's throw away from Bilderberg members, there were about 4 cops in the whole area. So in comparison to this, where they've got, you know, 2,000 police surrounding this compound, it's completely ridiculous because there are only...
Oh, my God, I just thought of something. Google the leader of Cobra Security Austria. That's Cobra Commander. I bet he's even wearing a mask. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, it's just total overkill. Cobra was created as a reaction to the terrorist attack on the Munich Olympics. So they're treating, you know, a few dozen...
Which, by the way, was staged by the Germans, even at the end of the one day in September, or whatever the name it. It won an Academy Award. It's got Michael Douglas narrates it. At the end, they admit that they actually staged the hijacking of the plane to release the terrorists because they'd actually worked for the government the whole time. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's complete overkill. I mean, there weren't even that many protesters in Copenhagen. It was in the middle of the city. So there's probably going to be, what, a few dozen bloggers and, quote, protesters who can't even get anywhere near the place when it kicks off. So a complete overkill. 5.6 million euros, including the G7, for this joint operation, taxpayer funded. That can't be justified. Completely ridiculous. But again, Bilderberg claims that it's a charity, and in fact, the UK gave it charity status, even though it's a bunch of private individuals.
Let me ask you this, Paul, and we're going to go to break, come back with everybody here, Joe Biggs, yourself, Paul Watson, and the crew there on the ground. I want to ask you what you're going to be trying to focus on when you get there, what you expect to happen. And I also want to ask you, why do you think England had 3,000 plus people at once demonstrating against it, but the U.S. or anywhere else you can't get that? I mean, that says something about the U.K. folks, that they're more awake, I think.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's it. Yeah, I mean, you get, what, a few hundred when it's in Chantilly, but nowhere near like it was in Watford.
I want to ask you that question when we come back.
We're
stay
on
there.
The
we'll
march. Cobra Commander. The Empire is on the leader. Run.
Cobra.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Tell them
we're all living in America. America, it's wonderful. We're all living in America. America, America. We're all living in America. America, it's wonderful. We're all living in America.
Line 3. Los Sargent Reyes Kontrollieren.
We've got Rammstein from Deutschland bringing us in today because we're now in Austria, the imperial capital of what was connected to Germany and where our little baby Hitler came from. And we've got our reporters there who have had the police put their hands on their guns, act very hateful, bug their eyes out at them, come to their hotel. Now they're not acting as rude because we're going and getting in their faces. And we're not being mean. We're just, hey, we're here. We're just journalists. Are you a free country? We come in peace. In fact, do from now on just say, we come in peace from America. And seriously, we come in peace. And we're just here to cover the criminal group meeting that wants to destroy our sovereignty. This is just self-defense. You can look up who we are. We're not criminals. We work with Alex Jones, InfoWars. They already have all that. They already know. I mean, walk in. You are Abdu? Out. No filming. But Joe Biggs wants to get into some of the military angle before I go back to Paul and you guys dealing with this Cobra group, who the media earlier said, oh, private security. They're not private. It's the Ministry of the Interior, and it's made out of the anti-terror unit from the Munich Games back in the 70s, in 1978. Well, if you watch One Day in September that won an Academy Award, they admit at the end of the movie that it was a false flag and that they staged a hijacking to release the supposed bombers. I mean, just this is the group that ran false flag of the attack on the Munich Olympics. There is no end to this. They're certainly connected. Then you pull up a mainstream newspaper article, give folks the headline, Joe Biggs, that says it's connected to mind control in a castle that in the countryside outside Vienna at their command base.
Yeah, this is from January 30th of 1972. Schönau Castle is a mystery to Viennese. Like I said, it is this giant six-room castle on a 70-acre wooded park with 15-foot high walls, and that people said that this was a center for spies and brainwashing.
And that's for Boca Raton News.
So
this thing is news in Florida.
Yeah. And then you've got the Cobra Commander Group.
We're still trying to find out who the commander of it is. The leader of the Ministry of the Interior is a woman. Maybe that's why he wears a mask.
She's on screen.
There's Cobra Commander. Actually, she's actually not the commander of the units, but she's the overall commander. That's why Cobra Commander usually wears a mask, because she knows that people don't really want to follow a woman in combat. That's why he speaks in that voice like that, because it's really a woman. There you go. There's Cobra Commander. Sorry.
So, yeah, these guys are much like our FBI. And what has our FBI done before? Staged events, plant evidence to arrest people. And that's one of my biggest fears for some of these guys, you know, the reporters over there right now, when they leave their hotel rooms, I would encourage you guys, when you go back every time, to search that place to make sure nothing's being planted, because of the reason they're being so hostile towards you and stopping you nonstop and, you know, and just being rude. I would make sure that you would be checking those rooms every time you go back so they don't plan something, so they can come in and all of a sudden say, oh, we need to come in and perform a search, and then they've got something there that they can kind of get you with.
I think that's a great point. We're going back to Paul Watson in a moment. But let's get a comment from Rob Dew and Josh Owens.
Well, I'm actually checking every orifice in the kitchen right now to make sure there's nothing hidden. Because, yeah, I am taking that advice to heart.
You need to check Henry Kissinger's orifice for the Constitution. Maybe where it's hidden.
I think when they come up upon me next time, I'll try this. Oh, wait, put your weapon. I mean you no harm. I think I'll try to speak on them.
You can put your hands up.
Maybe that'll like lighten the mood, because these guys are so serious. Like, I'm wearing a blazer, you know? I'm wearing a blazer. I have a ball cap on. I'm wearing glasses. You know, I'm not carrying any weapons. You know, I have a camera. I have several cameras, and that's it. That's all we're armed with is the truth, and that's all we can do. And it's just amazing. You know, having that little confrontation with the cop yesterday, who was trying to justify what they were doing and saying, we do this for you if you have a party and there's a break-in. No, you don't set up a five-mile checkpoint in front of my party and have 2,000 cops running around my property if I'm having a party.
For an organization, the New York Times and Rush Limbaugh says doesn't exist.
That sounds like a McKinney pool party.
Exactly.
Can I hear from Yoda one more time about, because I interrupted Yoda earlier.
Oh, wait, put your weapon. I mean you no harm.
That's really good.
Nothing to see here at all. Zebedoo.
Hello, Mr. Penguin.
Hello, Mr. Penguin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the thing is, they're working for the terrorist. Everyone knows it. They have to act like we're bad. And
it's amazing why
they SWAT team Amish people in two-year investigations over them selling a neighbor cheese, because it's not illegal, but they have to show the jury, look, we SWAT teamed them. Like, it's all theater. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's amazing how they say they're going to be a private security group. Meanwhile, right here, it says Austrian Federal Police.
And what magazine is that out of?
This was from a magazine. Let me see. This one, it's called Cobra Austria Special Police Commandos, Law and Order.
So it's a law enforcement magazine. Here.
LawandOrderMag.com.
Let's look at it. And they don't even have real photos of themselves. It's like artist renderings of them doing heroic deeds. And again, folks, it's not just us covering Bilderberg. This is how the media operates. It's how the police operate. These are microcosms of the larger world. Sorry, go ahead, Yoda.
I was just saying, they pride themselves on their mountaineering skills, the Cobra guys. They always compete in these mountaineering competitions, and they always place in the top two or three. These are the elite of the elite of these special forces. And it just makes me wonder why they need to be here for, like you said, an event that doesn't exist.
And I was looking
at least 24 of them here.
Yeah, I was looking at the map, too, and there's an area where it forks and goes up to a single road that goes up into the hotel. They could easily just block off that one area, that entrance, and then allow traffic to move freely throughout that area. Meanwhile, you're 6 miles back in a complete and total police state going through God knows how many checkpoints today. I mean, how many checkpoints have you had to go through today?
This will only draw more attention on it.
I mean, that's what's going
to
happen here.
Two. Right. And everybody I talk, well, not everybody I talk to, probably four out of the five people that I talked to down there in the town, we talked about 20 people, but probably four or five of them said, yeah, they had to go through checkpoints, and they thought it was weird. One guy was like, yeah, we had to go through them three times. We're just going up to the lake to hang out, and we got to go through a checkpoint every time. They're being citizens. They just have to flash an ID and go through. But they still have to wait if they're pulling somebody else over. We saw a group of journalists. I assume they were journalists. One of them looked like he was one of those camera guys who carries the giant camera on his shoulder, one of those ENG cameras. And they looked like they were from Europe. They were all in this really small car. They had them pulled off to the side as we were coming down. I took a couple photos of them.
Mm.
And they turned those guys away. Mm, not like them, they did. No. Make them leave.
Quit looking at me, Swan.
Not proper credentials you carry.
mine.
Hey, turn.
Or I will help you not. Do that one.
Mine. Mine, or I will help you not.
Oh, my God.
So they turned this group away, and they just look like normal dudes. They had shorts and polo shirts on. It looked like they were just coming up here to cover the event, and they didn't have the proper paperwork, I guess, to get through. So... that's what's going on here in Austria, and we're giving people the real news. I've seen reports that we're sensationalists, that we come and cover this. But you know what? If you're going to agree and think that this is reasonable to have checkpoints 5-6 miles away from an event, I mean, then you're
with
just
guys. But listen, this is how they spin stuff. First, they said it didn't exist. Now they're setting up planetary government openly. We're going under TPP. The EU's a dictatorship, a Nazi project on record. It was covert. The UK's trying to get out right now. The globalists are setting up a global meltdown.
The elite are moving.
Yeah, the government security people run a mind control torture castle, according to the Boca Raton Times. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up, and then the media spins it that we're sensational. No, reality is sensational.
Exactly.
And guess what? We're winning. Guess what? We're winning. We're having a good time doing it. And you got a bunch of people who want to power grab and take over, and that's why Germany and Austria were involved, staging the Munich attack. It's come out. And so decades later, they can run around and harass journalists, just like the Patriot Act used on its number one enemy, veterans like Joe Biggs, who's on a don't treat list at the VA. We know what's going on. I want to get Paul Watson's take on all this. Paul, a secret government group called Cobra that's in a mind control castle running security at Bilderberg that acts like Spectre. I mean, you really can't make this up.
Well, the thing about it is, no, they try and make you feel guilty, like you're bad for wanting to cover this as a reporter or film the police or whatever, when they're literally guarding a conference run by a war criminal in Henry Kissinger, attended by three of the top people from HSBC, who recently got fined again for a second time, $43 million for laundering money for drug dealers and arms dealers. And yet we're the bad people for wanting to cover this, and yet that's what's taking place at Bilderberg. And what they're discussing at Bilderberg is more capital controls, the move towards the abolition of cash in the name of, preventing tax fraud and terror financing to ISIS.
That's right. Let's talk about some of their agenda that you're, what they admit is in their agenda that Drudge linked to yesterday. Let's go over what they admit is in their agenda and then what our sources say is also there, because they're trying to sow the planet up right now. A, B, they've got to be mad because it's already all over the European and British press. It is not in the U.S. press as usual. Go ahead.
Well, what they admit is in the agenda is basically meaningless because it's just a series of vague talking points like, you know, United Kingdom means absolutely nothing. So what they're actually talking about from what they've said and what, from the information we've got is, and this is why Regina Duggan from Google is there, this is why the guy from Google DeepMind is there, selling artificial intelligence and Big Brother surveillance as trendy and cool. That's what they've been working on for the past couple of years with this ingestible ID chip, which Regina Duggan, who of course is the former director of DARPA, now a Google executive, that's what she's working towards. She's in attendance at Bilderberg for the first time with Google's Eric Schmidt.
Sorry, Yoda was popping in. This is real dark side stuff.
Yeah, so they're basically going to come out and say, in the name of stopping ISIS, which now the Pentagon's leaked report said they knew they were creating a Salafist principality in the region by arming all these jihadist groups, but never mind that. In the name of stopping ISIS, they're going to impose more capital controls on individuals. So France from September is already banning cash transactions over 1,000 euros. That's what Bilderberg's going to talk about, because the very people there are allied with the institutions and the voices that are talking about abolishing cash altogether eventually.
It's over the top.
Yeah, and I just want to add one thing. There's another company. The head of Siemens Corp is going to be here, and they're one of the most corrupt companies in Europe. They've been fined over $1 billion in corruption scandals. I mean, it's nothing but corrupt individuals.
Well, these are the very same megabanks. These are the very same megabanks I showed last hour just fined $5.8 million for fixing the global money systems, the currency speculation market every day. That is a fraction of what they make per day. Deutsche Bank hit with largest ever LIBOR fine a few years ago, where all the big banks got caught fixing global interest rates. I mean, everything is rigged, ladies and gentlemen. Even the Rolling Stone magazine admits that. And all we're doing is showing you who's rigging it. The giant demonic possum, Henry Kissinger.
The guy from Palantir is there, too, that large data mining company.
That's tied in with the NSA.
Yep.
And he's going to be
And they have three individuals from the Council or the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And if people don't know that, this group was created.
Carnegie quarterbacks the whole show.
Exactly. Their first act was to write a letter to Woodrow Wilson to say, hey, keep World War One going. We need this so we could change America fundamentally.
And create a League of Nations.
Educational system.
That's right.
Exactly. And so they're going up there.
The Carnegie Endowment helped set up the Bolsheviks. The Carnegie Endowment helped put the Bolsheviks in that caused the Reign of Terror that killed over 100 million people. I mean, these are evil folks.
Their job is to figure out how to whitewash World War III. How to turn it into something we need. That's why they have these...
Wait a minute. Are you being discriminatory against World War III now, Rob? I mean, I've heard a lot of extremism, but don't go that far. This guy's racist against World War III.
He's racist. He's
World War III is going to affect Europe first. It's not going to affect the United States. I mean, unless it goes nuclear, and then everybody's dead. But, you know, they've got CEOs of media corporations in Denmark, Italy, Austria, Germany, Turkey, the United States. The head of Bloomberg is going to be here.
But some of the deeper
and figure out how to whitewash it.
Some of the deeper mine shafts, life could be quite easily continued. Animals would have to be bred and slaughtered. Sorry, that's a Dr. Strangelove. Can you guys pull up Dr. Strangelove mine shaft? Just type Dr. Strangelove mine shaft. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to stay here tonight at this place. I think I'm going to go down and get a hotel or a room at the other hotel. Just for tonight, I just don't feel, especially after coming here. And then the guy, the hotel manager said, don't be alarmed if they come at night. I'm definitely going to be alarmed if they come at night.
Rob, you can do whatever you want as a family man, you know, with three kids and one in the oven. You can do whatever you want, but I'm telling you, you want them to come. They're watching right now. If you know Dracula's coming at night, That's great. Be waiting on them and get it all on tape. Nighttime raid on journalists, sensational. So tell us the rest of the story. You were told by the hotel owner, don't be surprised if they come at night. I mean, what are they going to do, drag you away to Auschwitz?
He said, don't worry if they come at night. He said, don't be alarmed. Actually, he said, don't be alarmed if they come at night. Because he goes, they'll probably come back later because they asked when you're going to be back. And I said, I don't know. We're down in the town. We're shooting some reports. And the last thing he said was, well, don't be alarmed if they come back tonight. I'll see you in the morning. That was just a little creepy.
Set up a GoPro outside and have that thing running.
Yeah. That's the problem. There's batteries on everything.
Hold on. We've got a comment here from
the...
Actually stay down there for 100 years?
Would not be difficult, my dear. Nuclear reactors could... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Nuclear reactors could provide power almost indefinitely. Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered. Quick survey would have to be made of all the available mine sites in the country. But I would guess... that dwelling space for several hundred thousands of our people could easily be provided.
Well, I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
Really, that would not be necessary, Mr. President. Could easily be accomplished with a computer. And the computer could be set and programmed to accept records from youth, health, sexual fertility, intelligence, and a cross-section of necessary skills.
Oh, we'll come back with the best part.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nascent Iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Practice from youth, health, sexual fertility, intelligence, and a cross-section of necessary skills. Of course, it would be absolutely vital that our top government and military men be included to foster and enforce the required principles of leadership and tradition. Actually, they would breed prodigiously, eh? There would be much time and little to do. But with the proper breeding techniques and the ratio of, say, 10 females to each male, I would guess that they could then work their way back to the present gross national product within, say, 20 years.
But look here, Doctor, wouldn't this nucleus of survivors be so grief-stricken and anguished that they'd, well, envy the dead and not want to go on living?
No, sir. Excuse me.
And then at the end, George C. Scott jumps up and says, Mr. President, we must not allow a mine shaft gap. So they've already started nuclear war that's beginning in minutes. The missiles are already being fired both directions, the bombers. And they're just busy thinking about how they're going to get their tunnels. The elite today are actually getting their bunkers, their tunnels ready, running to New Zealand. I was told by Hollywood insiders like a year before it was announced that James Cameron thought this was all coming and left. People made jokes about that. By the way, I shouldn't make jokes. I do the show. This is really scary stuff. It's very saddening. I was very serious the first hour or two. I start making jokes at some point because we make light of this. And even the crew, my cousin was like, I think you're screwing around too much, having fun. They don't normally give me advice. We cope with gallows humor. It's how we don't go crazy. I mean, it's better than turning stuff over, but we're going to have serious coverage of Bilderberg 2015 throughout this week. It's truly disgusting. I'm going to do some overdrive and hit some other issues with this McKinney situation with the police and the pool party. Folks are out burning American flags now up there. It's just really sad what's happened, this chain reaction that the White House has basically set off using some real issues out there to fan the flames. But I wanted to get a closing comment from Paul Watson and then from Rob Dew and Josh Owens there in Austria, site of Bilderberg 2015, about to kick off. Paul Watson.
Yeah, apparently they escorted Charlie Skelton of The Guardian back to his hotel in two police vans. They gave him a personal escort. He couldn't even get past the checkpoint. So, you know, that, if they want to draw more attention to themselves, then keep doing it, because it'll just make more headlines and shine further spotlight on Bilderberg. But we've got some of the agenda going up in a video in the next half an hour or so, and then we'll get the rest of the text up after that. So that's going up on Infowars.com soon.
This is from our high-level sources, folks. This is a big deal, and we should go to the hotel where Skelton is based. If you have that info, please give that to Rob Dew so he can go interview Skelton about his situation. That's a major London Guardian reporter, and this is how they respond. Did he try to walk up there, or did they take his car?
No, from what I understand, he drove up there in his own car, and then they just turned him back, then gave him a personal escort with two police vans full of cops behind him all the way back to his own hotel. So
that's the London Guardian, undoubtedly the biggest English language paper in Europe, not just the UK. I mean, that's the paper they read, that they print on newsstands all over Europe. So we're talking 400 million people have access to it, and that's how they act. I mean, that's like the New York Times.
Yeah, he posted a picture right before that happened, too, on his Twitter, showing the checkpoint as he approached and then saying, hey, I'm being escorted out now by police.
Let's show his Twitter if we can. This is simply, I keep using the word amazing, Paul. What do you make of this?
It's stupid. That's what it is, because they're just giving us more content, more videos, and more headlines. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to draw attention to themselves, then be reasonable and don't harass journalists. It's pretty simple.
Well, I mean, look at how the UK police acted.
Yeah. No, there were no stories about police brutality out of that or harassment. There were none out of Copenhagen.
Well, they didn't even arrest me when I did bust the blockade and got on the barge, because they knew that it was the First Amendment. Free speech over there. In fact, the cops were telling me privately they agree with me. Great job, Watson. Great job, everybody. Everybody stay there. I'm going to come back to Paul and the guys in Biggs.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nascent Iodine and experienced it for themselves.
The bad news is, for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.